Right now, here in the studio, we have got three folks, actually, and all talking about the North Coast Youth Summit. And I guess we'll start off with Brady Reed. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So Brady, explain what the North Coast Youth Summit is.
Okay. It's a rather large event for youth, middle school and high school, to engage in many different workshops, maybe some topics and of things they've never explored before, things like CPR, interviewing skills, resume skills, guide dogs, Zumba, yoga lattes, taking a CR campus tour, opportunities to travel abroad, cyber safety, all kinds of different topics that may be of interest to youth. And these are topics that our youth organizers, a couple of who are here today, have come up with for their colleagues.
All right. And our youth organizers are Phoebe and Kenton, who are here today, and thanks for taking the time to come on here and talk about this.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in. So explain what you guys are doing.
So Phoebe and I, we are two members of the planning committee for the Youth Summit. So we meet every week trying to get things together so that the kids, when they come, they can have the best experience they can. Each of the kids that comes, we plan to have them come, hear our keynote speakers, attend four workshops, have lunch, meet other people that are in their age group, have experience they might not otherwise experience in like a school environment, though you're still at CR at a school. You're learning that day, but it's more about learning things that you might want to learn about as opposed to just the regular math, English, social studies, those kind of things.
Cool. And Phoebe, what are you hoping students will get out of it?
Well, I know from my experience with the Youth Summit, I've attended the Youth Summit a couple times before I was on the planning committee, and I just meeting some of the people that I've met, I have friends throughout the county, other counties who attend the Youth Summit. I've also learned so much just from going to different workshops, interview skills, resumes, all of that really important life skills I've learned from the Youth Summit. So I hope that everyone who attends takes that away.
And who's invited?
All youth from 7th to 12th grade are invited to come.
Cool. And again, this is coming up on Saturday the 14th. It's at CR. What are the times?
Registration for the day of, you can show up at 8 o'clock towards the new theater at CR. But in the meantime, you can register online at ysummit.org, letter ysummit.org. And registration through the 5th is $15. After that, it is $20. And the day of the Youth Summit registration is $30.
How long has this been going on?
This is the 12th annual summit.
Okay.
So we have quite a history, yes.
And generally, how many people attend?
We expect around 300.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We're hoping for that every year. And we generally get it.
Mm-hmm. So I assume the area schools all let their kids know about it as well.
Yes.
They should be attending this thing. Fantastic. So I guess, you know, in thinking back when I was that age, you know, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, you know, it was like, what do I want to do when I grow up? And I had no clue. Mm-hmm. I really had no idea. And this, I guess, is the kind of thing that can, I guess, help show what your interests are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, again, you can register for this online in advance. Is there is it more expensive to wait the day of?
It is. So yeah. We prefer that everybody register, not only so we can get an accurate lunch count would help, but also it is a little cheaper. It's $15, and that's up till this Thursday, just a couple days from now. And then, like Kenton said, it'll be $20 after that and $30 if you just show up on the day of. So it does help if you register a little early.
Cool. Yeah. And I've been asked to be one of your keynote speakers.
You have been.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Kind of fun. So who else is keynoting?
So Maggie Steele is one of our other keynote speakers. She's a community activist and a founder of the Seventh Generation Warriors of Peace. She's kind of deals with, you know, help healing from overcoming negative life experiences and gang violence, that type of thing. We also have Erin McNulty, who is a young swimmer at in Hawaii. She's an Olympic hopeful for the upcoming Olympics, and she's dealt with some disabilities while she's been swimming every day since she was 11, and she's a native of Humboldt County. So, and then, of course, you, who has, you know, our theme is Pave Your Own Path, and so, you know, we know that you have paved your own path here in Humboldt County, starting up K-HUM and so forth. So we're really looking forward to having you and our other speakers to speak to our youth.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's, you know, I do like, you know, talking with young people. Obviously, mm-hmm. I got into the teaching.
Yes.
Yes, it's fun being able to kind of share what you've learned over the years.
Absolutely.
You know, it's you know, you get a bigger picture of what life has to offer you. And as you know, there are lots of opportunities and lots of directions kids can go at this stage of life. It can be kind of scary, kind of daunting, right?
Yeah, it's very scary.
Oh, yeah.
You're kind of like expected to know right now. It's like, what are you going to be doing?
Yeah, Kenton and I are seniors this year.
Yeah.
It's pretty...
Okay, apply to all these colleges, pick a major, figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life, apply for scholarships and say what you think you want your job to be when you're really trying to figure things out. So experiences like the Youth Summit really help you find things that you don't necessarily learn otherwise, and maybe mm-hmm. you can branch off of there and
yeah.
find something that you want to do for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and one thing that you can find over time is, you know, something that you always thought you wanted to do your whole life often doesn't necessarily turn out to be what you really want to do once you actually grow up. It's like, wow, that kind of seemed like a great idea at the time, but not now. So, I mean, it's like when I went to college, I had no idea I was going to get into radio. That was not at all the plan. And, I just kind of discovered it while I was in college. You know, I went to school too, because I was very big into all the technical, side of television. And, I studied all of that and got very good at that. But, you know, they also had a radio station on campus, and I was like, oh, we'll do that too. You know, right. What the heck? And, I found myself, you know, doing more and more of that, you know, and wound up actually getting a full-time job in radio while I was in college. I was like, okay, I guess this is probably where I'm going.
Yeah.
This is my life calling now.
37 years later, I'm still doing it. Started my own station and company, so I guess it worked out okay.
It worked out all right.
Yeah. Worked out okay. But it's like, you know, that's... this is the nice thing about the Youth Summit, is it kind of opens the possibilities. And
yeah.
It shows you some things to look at.
Definitely.
Most definitely.
Because oftentimes, you know, like when I was in college, I had no idea about certain things. I had no idea there were even certain, you know, career choices. I always wonder, you know, like some people get into some things like, how did you ever even start down that path?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So this can at least kind of open your eyes to new possibilities, things that you may not even know that you're interested in before
Absolutely.
You go to this.
Absolutely. And give them some good life skills, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like we were mentioning, you know, how to interview for a job and how to write resumes. And what do you do when you turn 18? What kind of things do you have to think about now? Voting and different things, buying a car, getting an apartment, you know. There's some workshops on entrepreneurism, like I said, studying abroad, different things that they might want to consider for their futures. There's one on going to college. You know, one of our College of the Redwoods counselors will be doing that one. Of course, a campus tour, since we're right there at College of the Redwoods, it's maybe someone might be interested in coming someday. So, yeah. We just want to give a good array of topics that students might be interested in. And as I mentioned before, you know, Phoebe and Kenton and some of the other youth organizers are the ones that you know, came up with these topics for their fellow youth. So we think they'll be very relevant.
Excellent. Excellent. And one of the things, you know, that I will be passing on to folks is that there are just tons of people who are just stand in line to tell you no and to tell you that you can't do that
right.
and it's not mm-hmm. possible. But you know, if you have a passion for something, if you really believe in it, you really can do it, and it is absolutely possible, despite amazing, overwhelming odds.
Right, and that's the message that we want to get out there with our theme, Pave Your Own Path, that you really can. You know, whatever it is, it's possible for you, and even if you have disabilities or you're overcoming other obstacles in your life, that anything is possible for you.
Right.
So,
I mean, it's like...
You're a good example, Cliff.
I have, you know, overcoming disabilities, I'm very dyslexic. I mean, I can't... You know, read. I read all the time, but I read very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I can't, you know, read like a piece of copy, you know, without memorizing it on the radio. So it's like, you know, there are a lot of people say, well, you can't go into radio if you're dyslexic. First of all, that's, you know, that right there. And it's like, okay, well, you actually can. You just have to do things a little differently. You have to try harder. I mean, I worked with a disc jockey who was completely blind, you know.
Wow.
He did a show. We had for many years a gentleman working for us who went by the moniker of Digital Dan. I don't know if you recall his show. He had no voice. He lost his voice from cancer surgery. How did he do a show? Kind of like how Stephen Hawking talks with a computer.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And you know, he was a Vietnam vet and did a, you know, kind of a classic rock show, and you know, shared some of his stories and whatnot. It was a very popular show for many years until he finally retired from it. But it's like, yeah, there's a lot of people who say what you can't do,
right.
But if you can if you really understand your path, you can really do it.
Yes. Yeah.
So that'll be some of the stuff I'll be sharing. Kind of a sneak peek.
Yeah, wonderful. Sounds
good.
Don't spoil it all. There's plenty more. I can talk forever. That's another good reason why I got into radio. Oh, I used to be terribly shy, too. You get over that.
I can't imagine that.
I was amazingly shy. I mean, my whole job in high school was to be as invisible as possible. If I could get through the whole day without being seen or talked to, I would be happy.
And now here you are on radio.
Yeah. Because when I was seen or talked to, I was often stuffed into a locker or in a trash can.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, I was a nerd. Still am, but now a nerd with power.
Absolutely.
All right. Alrighty. So thank you all for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And remind folks how they can register for this in advance.
Register online at ysummit.org. That's the letter Y, summit.org. Register there before March 5th. That's this Thursday. Registration's only $15. After that, between then and the summit, it is $20 to register. And then if you register the day of the U Summit, there at CR, it is $30.
All right. Saturday the 14th at CR. And hopefully we'll see you there. We'll see your kids there.
Yes.
It'll be a lot of fun. All right. Thank you all for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.